And I need to tell you that this topic, this kernel of this topic, began about a year and a half ago with the issuance of a case we'll be discussing at some length, the Houston Belt Railway decision by the Texas Supreme Court. There was a phrase in that opinion that just absolutely stopped me dead in my tracks and left me speechless, which my colleagues who are here will tell you is a rare event. But I was left speechless by the use of the term absolute discretion. And Bruce, who for the last 30 years has been almost always my opposing counsel in administrative law cases, didn't just stop in his tracks with his mouth hanging open like I did. He went to work trying to figure out ultra-virus, where did it come from, what did the court do, why did the court do it, what are the issues involved, what's confusing, how can the confusion be unraveled? And so he came up with an excellent paper, and I said I would be part of this in order essentially to be a foil for him and maybe bounce, maybe oppose some of the things he says. So I'm the Sancho Panza figure. But Bruce has also come up with the end of the PowerPoint will show a template that might work better, might be less confusing than the approach that's been taken. So thank you for joining us.
And same thing here. These are just my views. Don't attribute them to my client. Like Linda, don't quote them back to me in some ultra-virus case in district court or the third court. After today, I'll probably just be practicing in the third court and not the Supreme Court. So let's go and talk about what does ultra-virus mean. Linda, you want to go first?
Well, Black's Law Dictionary has, and our PowerPoint's, oh good, it's moving forward nicely. We weren't sure.